Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dark Horse Harnessing Hidden, Potential in War and Life is a military memoir and leadership book by Amitanjulo A.J. Pachauty, written with Neil McGuinness according to publisher information. Scheduled for publication by HarperCollins Focus, it draws on Pachauty's 21 years in the Marine Corps, including service as an infantry marine, scout sniper, and force reconnaissance marine across 7 deployments. The book presents combat experience not mainly as a record of operations, but as a framework for examining character, authority, sacrifice, and personal development. Its central purpose is to challenge narrow ideas of toughness by arguing that effective leadership depends on empathy, disciplined service, and the capacity to learn from failure. Rather than treating hidden potential as innate talent waiting to be discovered, Dark Horse frames it as something revealed under pressure and refined through responsibility. The result is positioned as both a war narrative and a practical reflection on leadership in military and civilian life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hidden potential is presented as a product of pressure, not simple natural ability. A central idea in Dark Horse is that potential often remains invisible until a person is tested by conditions that expose both weakness and capacity. Pachauty's military background gives this argument a concrete setting: enlistment at 17 after 9/11, long service in the Marine Corps, and repeated deployments in demanding combat and special operations environments. The book does not appear to define potential as charisma, physical dominance, or early promise. Instead, it treats potential as something discovered through endurance, responsibility, and repeated confrontation with limits. This matters because it shifts the reader away from a fixed view of capability. If strength is revealed under pressure, then setbacks and uncertainty become diagnostic rather than merely destructive. The idea also helps explain the title. A dark horse is not the obvious favorite, but someone whose capacity is underestimated until circumstances draw it out. In this framing, hidden potential is not romanticized. It requires discipline, accountability, and willingness to remain useful when conditions are difficult. Secondly, leadership is defined through service rather than command status. Dark Horse emphasizes leadership as a practice of usefulness rather than a title held over others. The publisher description highlights leading from the front, showing up every day to be useful, and placing service above self. These phrases point to a leadership model grounded in conduct rather than rank alone. In a military setting, authority can be formal and hierarchical, but the book appears to argue that durable trust comes from visible sacrifice, competence, and concern for the people being led. This is an important distinction for readers outside the military as well. A manager, coach, parent, or team leader may have positional power, but that power becomes credible only when others see that decisions are made with responsibility rather than ego. The service-based model also narrows the gap between leadership and character. It suggests that leadership is tested less by public speeches or crisis image management than by repeated choices to protect, prepare, and support a group. The book stands in contrast to command-centered leadership manuals that emphasize dominance, control, or personal branding. Thirdly, the book challenges conventional masculinity by linking courage with empathy. One of the most distinctive claims associated with Dark Horse is its challenge to traditional ideas of toughness and masculinity. The book presents masculinity as developing through empathy, not through domination or emotional suppression. This is notable because the setting is one where conventional expectations of toughness are often strongest infantry, sniper work, reconnaissance, combat leadership, and elite team environments. By arguing that courage is incomplete without compassion, Pachauty reframes emotional awareness as a functional strength rather than a soft alternative to strength. In practical terms, empathy helps leaders understand fear, fatigue, grief, loyalty, and moral strain among the people around them. It can improve judgment because it forces leaders to see consequences beyond mission language or personal ambition. The book does not appear to reject courage, discipline, or physical toughness. Instead, it places them inside a wider moral structure. Toughness without empathy can become brittle, reckless, or performative. Courage joined to compassion becomes more adaptive because it protects people as well as objectives. Fourthly, failure functions as a training ground for grit and judgment. Dark Horse treats failure as more than a painful interruption in a successful military career. The available descriptions indicate that the book links grit to failure, suggesting that resilience is built through honest confrontation with mistakes, limits, and loss. This approach is important because many leadership books celebrate success after the fact while minimizing the formative role of breakdowns. Pachauty's framework appears to place failure at the center of development. Failure teaches when confidence has become arrogance, when preparation was insufficient, or when a leader failed to understand the human cost of a decision. It also tests whether a person can accept responsibility without becoming paralyzed by shame. In this sense, grit is not mere stubbornness. Stubbornness can repeat the same error. Grit, as presented here, involves continuing with better awareness after a difficult lesson. The military context gives this idea seriousness because mistakes can carry consequences for teams, missions, and lives. For civilian readers, the principle translates into a disciplined method of growth: assess failure clearly, extract instruction, and return to service with greater humility. Lastly, combat memoir is used as a vehicle for a broader leadership argument, although Dark Horse is described as a war story. It is not positioned only as a chronological account of battles or deployments. Its stated purpose is broader, to explore authentic leadership, sacrifice, and the resilience of the human spirit. This hybrid form matters because it allows personal experience to support a leadership argument without turning the book into a purely theoretical manual. Readers can expect the authority of the book to come from lived military service rather than academic research or corporate case studies. At the same time, the memoir structure gives the ideas emotional and ethical context. Concepts such as service, empathy, and failure become more concrete when attached to the demands of Marine Corps life and high-stakes team responsibility. The risk in any memoir-based leadership book is that individual experience can be overgeneralized. Dark Horse appears to manage that risk by focusing on principles broad enough to apply beyond the battlefield while staying rooted in the authorial perspective. Its value lies in translating combat-shaped lessons into a language of character and daily conduct. In conclusion, Dark Horse is best suited for readers interested in military memoirs that also offer a practical theory of leadership. Veterans, active duty service members, first responders, coaches, executives, and readers examining modern masculinity may find it especially relevant. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it encourages readers to evaluate leadership through service, reliability, empathy, and the ability to learn from failure. Intellectually, it questions the assumption that toughness is best measured by dominance or emotional distance. Compared with many combat memoirs, Dark Horse appears less focused on battlefield spectacle and more focused on the character formed by military experience. Compared with many leadership books, it is grounded in the lived pressures of a Marine Corps career rather than abstract advice or corporate language. That combination gives the book a distinct position in its category. It offers a war-shaped perspective while resisting the idea that war experience only teaches aggression or command presence. Its strongest differentiator is the link it makes between hidden potential and moral responsibility. The person who becomes stronger is not simply more capable, but more useful to others. Readers seeking detailed operational history may need a different book, but readers seeking a reflective account of service-based leadership are the natural audience. If you would like to support Amitangelo, AJ Pasuti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.